This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations' longest climate talks ever ended in Madrid Sunday, with countries agreeing to increase carbon-cutting commitments next year, but postponing clear-cut decisions in key areas. Critics accuse several of the world's biggest polluters, including the United States, of blocking progress to address a growing climate crisis. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
There was some progress and compromise. The European Union, with the exception of Poland, pledged this past week to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Delegates agreed to enhance emissions cutting plans, but they failed to agree on clear targets, rules for carbon markets, or financing for poorer nations to adapt and respond to climate change. That adds pressure for next year, when the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement begins to be implemented. Here's a reaction from Costa Rica's delegation.
We did not quite get there this time, but we have progressed.
The talks were backdropped by a series of alarming findings on the growing impact of climate change on our oceans, forests, and glaciers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam met Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Beijing on Monday, her first visit to the Chinese capital since pro-democracy candidates swept local elections last month. Li says that the central government continues to support Lam in her policies to defend Hong Kong's long-term prosperity and stability. Rescuers pulled out two bodies today from a three-story building that collapsed in a strong earthquake in the southern Philippines. Rescuers believe at least seven more people are trapped inside. At least five people died in Sunday's magnitude 6.9 earthquake. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.